Let's go back now to an earlier story about the Bahraini delegation's visit to Israel. To discuss that further, we're now joined from Chicago by Mr. Eli Joseph James, who is a radio host and political commentator. Thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. What do you make, what are your thoughts of course, the Bahraini delegation's visit to Israel?
Well, I think this is an Israeli publicity stunt. The delegation is what we call a multicultural, you know, various religions, Buddhist, Islam, Jews, etc. And I wouldn't doubt at all that they were paid by George Soros to do this stunt. The Israelis are trying to capitalize on Donald Trump's visit and also on his declaration that Jerusalem should be the headquarters of the Israeli state. Okay, and so nothing really has happened since he made that announcement, and so the Israelis are simply trying to drum up more interest in in a multicultural, effort to sway public opinion in their favor. I think that's all that this is. I don't think they're any more seriously than that.
What then do you make of the fact that, you know, the Arab street and even Bahrainis, according to many reports, are obviously not in agreement with this delegation's visit? And as we reported, 25 groups have in fact even called for this delegation's prosecution.
Yes, well, I agree with those people who are demonstrating against this visit. But as I said, the Israelis are trying to paint the impression that there is popular support for their move to create and make Jerusalem their headquarters. I would say there really is very little support for that, and it's all, as I said, a publicity stunt. Now, the ultimate goal of the Israelis here is to take control of the Temple Mount and rebuild the third temple, but there's nothing in Scripture, there's no prophecy in the Bible that says the third temple will be rebuilt. Quite the contrary. So the Jews are trying to force the issue, and more people around the world are getting sick and tired of Jewish propaganda. In fact, I just came across an article in which the Chinese airline no longer lists Israel, but lists it as Palestinian territory. And two or three other airlines have done this recently, too. So all of the efforts by the Israelis to propagandize the world are failing. They're actually antagonizing people with all their propaganda. Yeah, that's my opinion.
Very well, Mr. James, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.